90.3 WBHM. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court took up the complicated question of what kind of gerrymandering is acceptable and what kind is not. The court is being asked to decide whether a 2010 state legislative redistricting in Alabama overloaded some districts with black Democrats on the basis of race or party. We take a closer look with Kyle Whitmire of AL.com and the Birmingham News. He joins us now to discuss. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So to back up, Kyle, what happened in 2010?
Well, 2010 was a very important election. It was the election when Alabama Republicans, for the first time in more than 130 years, achieved a majority in both houses of the Alabama legislature. And it was particularly important because it followed the census. And that majority is the one that gets to redraw the district lines throughout the state.
What role did the Voting Rights Act play in all of this?
Some, but not much. There's a little bit of confusion here, but one of the defenses that the state has in this lawsuit is they say that in 2010, the Section 5 and Section 4 of the Voting Rights Act had not been more or less scuttled by the United States Supreme Court. It was still in what's called Justice Department preclearance was still in effect. The Justice Department looked at this plan and said, fine, it's okay. What the plaintiffs have said is that is sort of beside the point. That the important thing about this is how the political ramifications beyond whether or not you have enough majority-minority districts that produce, in this state, African-American representatives, that it was really the districts adjacent to those that were really affected.
Well, let's look at the two parties. First of all, Republicans. What are Republicans saying about all of this?
Well, they're saying that the lines were drawn fairly. The most important distinction between how the Democrats drew the lines before and how the Republicans drew the lines this time was what they call a variance from the ideal district size. They figure out what is the population makeup of an ideal district, how many people are in an ideal district. And the courts in the past have said that you can vary plus or minus 5% from an ideal district. The Republicans took a much more stringent tactic. They said, all right, or a stance, they said, we're going to vary only within 1% of the ideal district size. And that has caused some kind of kooky district lines in places.
Well, what kind of gerrymandering is okay in the first place? That's what this whole issue is about.
Well, the courts have indicated in the past that 5% is what is okay. The problem here is in the state of Alabama, we have in our Constitution, it says that they're supposed to, when practical, respect sort of county lines and other jurisdictional lines. So, for instance, you shouldn't split a city or you shouldn't split a county if you don't have to. This plan splits a lot of them. I spoke to a now outgoing member of the Alabama House last week. He had represented Lamar and Fayette counties when his district was redrawn. It drew it all the way over into Jefferson County, where he had, part of Mount Olive, but not all of it. So it becomes very problematic for someone campaigning if they're out there and they say, okay, where are you from? Well, I'm from Jefferson County. What part of Jefferson County? Well, I'm from Mount Olive. Well, what side of this street do you live on in Mount Olive? Those sorts of things are supposed to be avoided, but because of this 1% variance, that was sometimes impossible for them to do. The other thing is that they're not supposed to, and this is going to be the other issue in this, is whether or not you pack so many African-American voters into these majority-minority districts that you dilute the Democratic voting blocks in those adjacent districts and make them essentially less party competitive and more of a lock for Republicans running in those districts.
Kyle Whitmire is a political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.